always, you know, get that sense of urgency. And I think, you know, the Titans, you know, are no different. They got a good team. You know, they lost some close games. And, you know, if it wasn't for those games, you know, it'd be a whole totally different story. But, you know, they're a good team, solid across the board.
Oh, they're definitely a dangerous team. They have excellent skill position guys with Kendall Wright and Chris Johnson. I mean, he's just a faster version of Jamaal Charles, really. That's how I see him. Jamaal Charles is still fast, but this dude just has freakish speed.
Well, he raced a cheetah. Do you think you could match up well, you know, with a guy that races a cheetah?
See, I'll get my hands on him, slow him down. Guys like that, you can't let them build their speed up. So that's something that I would do. I would try to get my hands on him fast, to where he can't build that speed up.
You're like a lion.
Yeah, I'm a lion, definitely out there.
Loads it up, home run ball, wants Decker again. Decker's there, makes the catch, touchdown Denver.
First time in my career, it's quite an honor, you know, to see the names that have been nominated before and got it, to be with them, something special, you know. It's sometimes you never think you're going to be able to get there, and when you do, it's a special honor, and it's, like I was saying, it's something to share with the teammates because of the hard work we've all done throughout the season and the continued success we've been having.
Now that extra surge of confidence that I have now is what I was lacking, and I feel great, body feels great, and you know, everything's finally starting to click.
You know, this week's been going off to a better start for me. You know, it's definitely been tough just trying to get it back to where I need it and get back out there. So, you know, I've just been working my time in and the treatment and out there on the field and just, you know, trying to get back to a level where I can go out there and contribute.
I'm only going to turn on the defense.
Growing up in Minnesota, the cold, you know, you never really get used to it, to be honest. It's more of a mindset. You got to understand the difficulties of being cold and the challenges that come with it. You know, it is the same game, whether it's warm or cold, but there's some challenges to it. Both teams got to face it. So for us, it's just being mentally prepared to be able to do the things that are going to allow us to have success. Weatherproof. You know, I mean, I'm weatherproof. It don't matter to me. I played in some cold ones. I played in, you know, 1-degree game, and I always said to myself, as long as it's not colder than that, I'm good.
I've never played in the snow, actually, in Wisconsin. All 4 years, never played in the snow. But, I mean, it's been cold, though. It's been really, really cold. So, you know, if there is snow on the ground, that would be my first time actually playing in it.
Yeah, it definitely felt great having our leader back. And he just gives everybody that extra boost, the extra motivation to play for him.
You know, it feels the same, you know, having Coach Fox out there with the energy that he brings and, you know, just little side conversations and stuff. It does make, you know, practice a lot easier, you know, having your commander in chief back, you know.